listeners, welcome to another exciting episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast. I hope you guys are all doing well. As we record this, it is November. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving. It may be already gone by the time you listen, but in our minds, we are thinking about turkey and all the things. And so my guest today has nothing to do with Thanksgiving other than Melita. I'm really thankful for you.
Aw, thanks,
Jack. I genuinely mean that. So Melita Thomas is a specialist on the Lifeway Kids team. She specializes in many things, but one of them, and I know where her heart lives, is in VBS. And so we're going to be talking about VBS today. Melita, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Well, let's talk about Thanksgiving for a second. It is okay. Right around the corner. Now, one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is always the parade. It's just like a tradition to get up and turn on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And even though most of it is not worth watching, it's just something I've always done. And it's gone this year. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Are you a parade watcher?
Yes. It's pre-recorded, though. There will be segments from the studio. They're still going to air the full lineup, just not out in the streets. So you can still get your Macy's fix.
Oh, man. I don't know. There's just something about... Like, New York is such a cool place at the holidays, you know, mm-hmm. like the parade and the giant Christmas tree. And it seems like from what I've seen, the giant Christmas tree has been kind of a disaster this year. Have you seen any of this?
No, I think they all are. I think everybody's got a 2020 tree.
COVID tree for sure. Like that tree needs a mask.
Well, I know the one in downtown Nashville is like a COVID tree. It is like short and fat. So it has put on all the weight. It's not very tall. It's just super squatty.
It's short and fat. It's not standing up. It's lying down. It's
exactly.
It's got a remote control in its hand.
It's perfect.
Well, so with the Thanksgiving Day parade, you said that is something that you watch. I assumed it would be. What are your favorite parts of that parade when it's happening for real?
I always like seeing the Broadway shows, whatever their showstopper is. See, I know. You knew. Yeah, I love the Broadway shows. Not all of them. I always love when there's a Sesame Street float because that brings back my childhood and I kind of get a little teary when I see Big Bird. So, you know.
I know you're a huge Jim Henson fan.
I am.
And the Muppets and everything. Yeah.
That always makes me happy. And then... Much to the chagrin of the rest of my family, I will like ugly cry every time Santa comes because it's just like, it's so overwhelming to me that it's like, here, it's here and he's real. And
it's, you know what? It marks a transition, right?
It
does. From pre-Christmas to it's time now to do your Christmas stuff and get ready.
It is. And I love it. It gives me all the feels.
So, okay, biggest peeve I always used to love the inflatables, like those giant blimp, you know, Garfield or I don't know, whatever it was that was flying overhead. I just always thought those were the coolest. And I always wanted to be one of those rope holders. So there was that episode of Seinfeld where I think it was Kramer got to be a rope holder. So that's like a dream to hold the rope for one of those balloons. But biggest peeve, do you have a big peeve? Let's see if we have the same one from the parade.
I don't know. I mean, some of it's just not good.
Specifically, which part of it bothers you the most?
Well, a lot of the Broadway shows are not good.
So it's like, it's your favorite.
It's my favorite and my worst
and
all
your
at
worst.
The same time.
For me, it's the lip syncing because all of it is such bad lip syncing. Oh my goodness.
It's true.
Oh well, let's just really sing if we're going to do this fake singing on the parade. And somehow if you're on the side of the road watching it go by, that passes. But when it's on TV, it just doesn't work.
It's true. It's true. I had a friend in my church who has played in the Great American Band like 2 years in a row, which is kind of cool to have, you know, girl from just outside of Nashville who made the band not once, but twice.
Oh, that used to be such a big deal. Like when a high school band would get invited to go play the parade.
It's so cool. I love it.
Well, speaking of cool and fun and exciting and brings a tear of joy to your eyes when it happens, let's talk about VBS because
absolutely.
VBS is that for a lot of people. It's a highlight of the year. When we start to plan about, you know, for next year, it's one of those pivotal moments like Santa's here, you know, the kits are out. And so here we are in this little bit of a strange season with COVID, with the slowdown, with we don't know what's going to happen between here in November as we record and next summer. But we are moving forward as though we are going to be full on like normal for VBS this summer. And we could
absolutely.
Very well be. So we need to be ready. And so we wanted to take an episode of the podcast to talk with you to hear what's going on for VBS. And I know there's many things to talk about, but we have three key things we want to talk about today. And so let's get started with that. And the first one is the new theme. So we are talking about Destination Dig. Tell us about Destination Dig. What makes you excited about that?
Oh, it is so awesome. I mean, this is really has nothing to do with why the theme was selected, but you know, I kind of geek out over Indiana Jones movies. And so anytime there's anything that even, you know, smacks of archaeology, I am all in. And this one not just smacks of it, but reeks of it. This is all about an archaeological adventure, not back in the 1940s, not Indiana Jones style. Right. This is modern day in present day Israel, uncovering this trove of treasure that exists that God, I think, has supernaturally protected over these thousands of years, so that as it's uncovered and as we learn more about the time and the place surrounding when he sent Jesus to earth, it kind of not just brings the whole story of the Bible to life, but helps to validate the claims of Scripture when we see that, oh, this is a real place and it really happened and it's exactly the way that Scripture described, then we can trust what Scripture says about that event and what happened there and about the people and the place and the time. And so it's really this cool apologetic approach that gets me really excited about it. Each of the 5 days, we are going to look at a real life archaeological find, a real life artifact that takes place at, or has an important role to play in this particular Bible story. So we're going to see truth uncovered, and Scripture teaches us when we go searching for the truth, who do we find? We find Jesus.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that bit of science, that bit of history, that bit of archaeology, that bit of Bible all unfolding together and seeing that they're not at odds with each other, faith and science. They go hand in hand, and it's beautiful and it's powerful, and it's going to be exciting for churches next summer.
For sure. Man, I love, and as we talked about this in early planning, one of the things that got me most excited about this theme is that very idea that we're showing that the Bible is not a story, it's history. And by finding, by talking about the, you know, the artifacts that we're going to look at each day that are from modern day or found in modern day and looked at in modern day, but that show that the things that we read about in Scripture really happened in real places with real people. Kids need to know the Bible is not a book of stories,
right?
But it's a book of history, in that it's real. And so I love how this theme makes that connection for kids, and it lets them see that through the videos that we're going to use and the stories that we're going to tell.
Oh yeah, the videos are awesome because God is so good that even in a global pandemic, when the world literally shut down and our plans were thwarted at every turn, that God still opened doors for us to film in Israel and to film in LaGrange, Georgia, at the Biblical History Center. And so places that would allow us to bring that world of, you know, 2000 years ago, bring it to life in a way that can be touched and seen and felt and explored. That'll be part of our worship rally dramas, I think is really a God thing that's going to be really cool. It's going to, you know, when you're seeing the actual Dead Sea or the actual Sea of Galilee, or you're walking through the streets of Jerusalem, walking past the Caiaphas steps, you see a tomb that's exactly like what's described in Scripture. I think even though you yourself are not standing there, you know, you hear all those testimonies of people who go to the Holy Land and they come back and say, man, that my eyes were opened, my mind was blown. This was so much more important than I ever thought it would be in helping Scripture come to life for me. I think kids are going to get kind of the next best thing when you see it on the screen and you see somebody else experiencing that. It's palatable too. There's a reaction there. There's an awareness that's kind of triggered even in kids in seeing that real place, that it isn't a story. It's there. I could go visit it. It really truly happened, just like Scripture says.
Yeah. And we do have some good stories that maybe another time we can unpack for you listeners.
Oh,
if you catch one of us and you want to hear about how we pulled this year off. Because we had plans for our media team to go from Nashville to Israel to shoot. Mm-hmm. I had planned to go on that trip and be there. And that was all canceled because we were unable to travel because of COVID. But we teamed up with a team who is in Israel with our team in the US, and we were able to work together to shoot footage on both sides of the ocean that cut together as though we were together in one place. It's an awesome story of the magic of media.
And the goodness of God.
And the goodness of God. And
to bring it together.
Our media team has already got great relationships and connections with people who are on the ground in Israel. And so you can just see how the Lord pulled that all together to happen. And it makes for, you know, our videos for VBS are, yes, it's showing actual places in Israel, but it's also fun and engaging and funny and silly and all the things that a good VBS video should be. So I'm really thrilled with how the content turned out, and I can't wait for leaders and kids to see it.
Oh yeah, me too. It's going to be great.
Tell us a bit more about the content of the theme. You mentioned some of the places we're going to go and some of the things we're going to see. What's some of the big takeaway? What's the key verse? You know, what's our key passage? What else can you tell us about Destination Dig?
Sure. Well, it's Jeremiah 29:13, not 11, as you might be prone to think, because that's kind of the verse we always, it always just rolls off your tongue, but it's not 11, it's 29:13, which is, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So a very appropriate Bible verse for this particular theme, because again, as we're looking for truth, there's a truth with a capital T that exists, whether we are aware of it or not, whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not. And I think that's a very timely message for 2021, because we can already see where we are sitting, this environment we are living in, the way that kids are being brought up as all truth is kind of equal. And your truth is just as valid as mine, you know, as long as you really embrace it. And kids need to know that that's bogus.
That's right.
They need to know that there is a truth with a capital T that God put in place that exists externally from us and our opinion of it. And when we go searching for what is really true, every single time it's going to bring us right back to God, to his Amen. Word and to his son. And so this is, you know, I felt like Concrete and Cranes was divinely appointed for 2020. It was the message that we needed as the world fell apart, that there's a rock solid foundation. And as we're shaking that off and we're beginning to crawl out of that into what we don't know, you know, 2021 looks like, here we have again a message that's kind of a come crawl to me. You know, crawl out of this mess. I will show you the way. I'm here for you. When you seek me and search for me with all your heart, you're going to find me. And so I don't know. It's just, it kind of gives me goosebumps. It brings that little tear like you were talking about.
I told you.
Seeing it's just the goodness of God to give us something years in advance of when we need it. And we have no idea what's going to happen in the world, but he does. And he gives us that word that is absolutely perfect, that is universal, and at the same time, incredibly personal and intimate for each and every person who hears it. And so that's going to be exciting for, you know, God knows that kid that's going to need to hear it. He knows that mom, that dad, that teacher who's going to need to hear this next summer. And he's laid it out for them. And that's really cool.
It's really cool. One of your favorite things about the Thanksgiving Day Parade is the music. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things about VBS is always the music.
Oh,
and so when you mentioned the key passage, the theme song is the verse. And so I'm in my head, I'm singing it right now.
See? Can you do the motions now?
Not yet, but I will by
this
summer.
But you will.
I'll be ready. But the website is up now and it's active, and you can go there right now, listeners, and you can hear some of this amazing music that goes with Destination Dig. It is at vbs.lifeway.com or lifeway.com/VBS. Take your pick. Either one of those URLs works. Producer Trey, if you could put a link to make it easy in the show notes. If you are listening to this, listeners, at kidsministry101.com, which is the home of the podcast, you'll find a link in the show notes of this episode to take you right to that. But otherwise, lifeway.com/VBS gets you there. And when you arrive there, you want to look specifically for the Destination Dig link. And you'll find more about this particular theme. And we'll talk more about that need in a moment. First of all, though, as we talk about Destination Dig and getting ready for summer and learning those motions, we have some things in place, Melita, that help us do that every year. And it's typically at our VBS preview events, which happen in January, where people come together and it's a huge rally and we hear the daily theme, the, you know, daily Bible teaching content. We hear the music, we learn the motions, we learn to do it all. Those events, though, this year, we're changing just a little bit. Tell us what's happening with preview events.
Sure. Yeah, I'm calling this VBS preview the COVID edition.
Dum-dum-dum.
Because it just, it kind of fits. This is not not necessarily a forevermore kind of thing. This is a response to the ongoing lingering effects of the virus, of not really being able to gather together safely. We certainly, you know, at Ridgecrest every year, we would have 1,200 people come, and we just can't do that. No state has gatherings allowed of that size yet. And so knowing that, we're going to make a next best plan. And it actually, I think in a lot of ways, it's an even better plan because it allows us to bring more of our team than could ever come before because there are no travel expenses. There's no overnight stay. There's no, you know, meals on the road. There's no nasty rest areas that you have to stop in and take a potty break. I mean, this is great. Like you can attend from your church, from your couch, from your phone.
In your jammies.
In your jammies, absolutely.
Whether you showered or not.
Absolutely. So this is going to be a great time to, I think, reach even more. You know, in the past, we've had four locations for our VBS previews. There's been one in North Carolina. There have been two in Texas and one in Tennessee. And that leaves out a whole section of our country, probably more than one section of our country, that it's just not feasible to travel to. So I'm really excited to open up the preview experience to the entire country and allow more and more and more people to experience the training that's available there, because this is not just a, you know, a rah-rah, we love VBS kind of event.
Yeah.
This is really designed to equip you and equip your team to have your best VBS ever. So we are going to format this such that there will be an opening session that's the rah-rah, you know, here we are all together and excited, a big rally, kind of a, you know, worship rally on steroids, where you'll get to hear some of the music. You can dance along as you're watching it. You'll hear an overview of the content, the Bible stories, the theme, all of that good stuff, see the worship rally trailer. And then you're going to have an opportunity to break off and go to sessions of your choosing. So even if you're gathered together with your whole team as a church, you can watch that opening session together, and then everybody breaks off onto their device with their headphones and attends, because you will have base conferences is what we call them, base conferences that deal with every age group of Bible study and every rotation. So if you're the craft leader, you can go to in-depth training on crafts. If you're the kindergarten teacher, you can go to the session that deals with older preschoolers. It's going to show you how to use your leader guide and your pack, and it's going to overview the content, and you get to play the activities. And even though this is going to be a virtual experience, you're going to be watching the way that we are planning for these conferences to unfold. It will be like you are a participant sitting in that conference and participating along with other people. You'll be able to chat live with the presenter and ask questions throughout that entire breakout. And so it's not going to feel like just sitting there watching a pre-recorded video. There will be lots of interaction with you and other attendees who are watching at the same time, and you and that presenter, which is going to be really cool. After that, then you'll have your choice of 20 breakouts, and breakouts are a little bit different from the base conferences because they don't focus on helping you use the curriculum and helping you be a teacher of a specific area, but they branch out into a lot of other things that are related to VBS. Things like, how do I decorate? What do I do as a teacher? How can I better guide or discipline or guide behavior in my classroom? What are some classroom management techniques? What do I do if I have a child who has special needs, who's just been dropped into my classroom and I'm not equipped to know how to handle that? How do I include that child and make sure he or she has a successful experience? There's going to be some sessions that target your pastor, so your pastor can attend and find out how he can better support VBS during the week of. You'll get to hear from other pastors who have a heart for VBS and be challenged and encouraged by them. You'll get to hear, how do I effectively share the gospel with a child? How do I follow up? How do I extend my reach in this crazy time when, you know, we don't know, is COVID still around next summer? What do I do? How do I take my in-person experience and do like we did this year, but only better, and reach more and more through a virtual setting or through a backyard setting or an at-home environment or an alternate schedule? And so you're going to get lots of information there, and you'll get to pick and choose which ones you want to attend. And we'll also have some times where you'll get to turn on your camera and have a conversation with people from our VBS team. If you need help deciding what to order, or, you know, you want to ask some questions about, you know, why is this laid out this way? You can do that. You can schedule time to meet with us. And so this, I think, is going to, again, feel like the next best thing to being in person. Yes. It's not just going to YouTube and watching some videos. There's a lot of interactivity built in. Plus, you know, there's even some opportunities to win door prizes throughout the event, just like, again, if we were in person. And everybody loves prizes. Everybody loves T-shirts. Everybody's going to get a T-shirt. It's going to be great. So,
well, and a great thing about doing these as virtual events this year is this is now not our first rodeo. So our Etch conference, which we just did in October, we blazed some new trails. You personally spearheaded the virtual experience that we hosted. And this will be using the same platform with the same tools for interactivity. And so, listeners, if you experienced Etch, we're using that same platform for these VBS events, and it's better than it was then. So this is a great thing to bring your team to. There are 4 dates that you want to look for. Again, you can go to vbs.lifeway.com or lifeway.com/VBS. Click on the link to get to the Destination Dig theme and look for the preview event dates. There are 4. It's a Friday and Saturday in January, and they're both Fridays and Saturdays in January in 2 consecutive weeks, January 22nd and 23rd, January 29th, and then January 30th. And so these events are set up for you to choose a time that works best for you and bring your whole team. And registration is open right now. You can go click the link and reserve your space for that event.
Absolutely. So and cool. Chuck, not only do you have your choice of date, you do have your choice of time. Those first 2, the 22nd and 23rd, are morning slots. So if you want to attend in the morning and get your Friday or Saturday morning engaged and then be done and have the rest of your day, great. If you prefer an afternoon slot, then you can choose the 2nd weekend, which are afternoons for everybody, you know, on the eastern side of the country. Yes. This will be a great choice for our West Coast friends, is that 2nd weekend, because that will not require like a 6 a.m. start time for them. That's going to be something that'll be afternoon for East Coast, morning for West Coast. So you can pick, again, the date and the time that works well for you, depending on where you are in the country.
So, and thank you for that segue, because when it comes to choosing which is best for you, we have something else that's new this year. It's a choice that we have not been able to offer in years past. And so I want to talk, or let you talk a bit about the choice of theme. So we've been talking about Destination Dig, and we're excited about that. And we want to encourage you to check out Destination Dig. However, because of the way the season has gone, we have a very unique opportunity to actually offer you a choice of 2 VBS themes this year. Melita, what in the world?
I love it. Yeah. Concrete and Cranes is just too good for it to go away. And we realized that so many of our churches their plans were thwarted this year. A lot of churches that I talked to who were able to have some sort of VBS this summer had to use, I don't know, like plan F. It wasn't even plan B. You know, plans kept changing all the way through. And so some churches, you know, just said, look, we're on plan Q now, and this is just not going to happen this year. So we're going to save this for next year. And so we're really excited to be able to support churches, whether they're using concrete and cranes or whether they're using Destination Dig, because, you know, we know, we've talked about this before, theme really doesn't matter all that much. We think it does. We as leaders think it does. We get excited about the music, the sound, the look, the decorations, and want it to be, you know, cute and fun and engaging. But to a kid, I mean, it's fun. If you're having fun, they're having fun, regardless of what the theme is. And so, you know, we want to make sure that regardless of which theme you are choosing, you have access to the materials you need, to the training you need, to the support that you need. And so we are really excited that as you visit lifeway.com/VBS this year, you'll be posed with a choice. Do I want concrete and cranes? Do I want Destination Dig? So you kind of click and you'll enter that portal that has your theme of choice there. And for concrete and cranes, we've already done a VBS preview that was centered on that. We already have training plans available for that. We have training in our Directors Club videos. Yes. And so if you're doing that, you can still access training for your leaders that way. If you're doing Destination Dig, we want you to come to preview this year because that's going to be your premier training opportunity. If you're looking for additional resources, you can go to lifeway.com and you can still get your starter kits for concrete and cranes, yes, or for Destination Dig. If you need extra decorations, you can still get them. If you need extra learner pieces, you can still get them. So we're going to make sure that while supplies last, everything is still available to you because we want you to be successful. We want you to have a good VBS. We don't want you to have invested so much in this and then feel like we wasted all this money, or yeah, we didn't get to have this opportunity, because it doesn't matter what the theme is. What matters is you creating an experience that is engaging for kids, that they want to come, they want to listen, they want to participate, and giving the Holy Spirit an opportunity to work in a child's heart, to work in their life, to get them ready to hear when you present the gospel, and for him to prompt and for them to respond. That's why we do what we do. That's the important thing, not the theme.
Absolutely. But this is a big deal. This is unprecedented deal. With Lifeway, in that typically the last year's theme would expire and it would be used up and just all gone. We wouldn't have additional materials available. But this year we were able to do that and make that happen. And this is such a great thing for churches who purchased their kits for concrete and cranes and didn't get to do their gathering or didn't get to have their experience. You can still get all the resources to go with concrete and themes, like you said, while supplies last, to go with concrete and cranes, but it's all available on the website. So again, lifeway.com/VBS. You can look for that Destination Dig link, or you can find the one that says concrete and cranes, and you can still get everything you need to run that. Another great reason, now you said, Melita, and I fully believe this, that theme doesn't matter. But what has happened in the past is for some people, if there's another church in your town or on your street or right next door who is already doing the Lifeway VBS theme, many churches are hesitant to run the same theme at their church that's next door. And so they have no choice but to look for some other resource. This year, you can both run a Lifeway VBS and have a different experience. And what a great thing is that we're able to provide that opportunity so that you can have a distinct experience. And maybe this will open opportunities for you to run a Lifeway VBS, even if another church in your town is already doing one of them.
That's true. Or even if you yourself, you got an opportunity now to do both. I don't know about you,
can
but
do
my
both.
Church is always looking for what else do we do? We've done our VBS, but now we've got a music arts camp. We've got a preteen retreat. We're going to run our own, you know, Thrilling Thursdays or Terrific Tuesdays. And what in the world do we do with kids for, you know, 4 hours or 8 hours or fill in the blank? And it's great to have two really exciting, because my kids love VBS. And so here, yes, I have the content to deliver in a slightly different experience, but I know that the content is trustworthy. I know what I'm getting. I know the format. And I'm able to implement it really well, even if it's not under the VBS moniker. So, you know, hey, do both.
Do both. What a great way to end. Melita Thomas, thank you so much for your time and for your enthusiasm for VBS. It's contagious, and we so appreciate you. Listeners, lifeway.com/VBS. Lifeway.com/VBS is the place to go. There's a brand new website. It has all the information on why theme doesn't matter and why VBS is such an important part of your kids' ministry, and information on both Concrete and Crayons and Destination Dig. VBS is bigger than ever, and it is a strategy that we can't afford to miss. It's worth it. More information at lifeway.com/VBS. Get yourself your sample sessions and sign up for the Directors Club, and we will see you at VBS. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back another time for another exciting episode of the Kids Ministry 101 podcast.